Connect with others in the Awaken Therapist community and join us over on Patreon. When you become a member of the Awaken Therapist community, you'll gain access to exclusive teachings, consultations, and resources. Find out more at awakentherapist.com. I believe that all of us are energy sensitive beings. Some of us are more aware of our sensitivities, and we honor and listen to those sensitivities more frequently, which allows our relationship with them to grow. And others turn away from or deny those sensitivities, and they get more quiet throughout life because they're not honored and tended to. When I was about 6 years old, I realized that I could see subtle energy. I grew up in a family of healers, and my mom specifically was a breath worker. And when her clients would come over, I could see this dark, vaporous muck sort of enveloping them. And when they would leave after a breathwork session, I could see their energy body was clear and fluffy and light. And although I could see this, nobody else was talking about it. And so eventually, this ability of mine became quieter, and the thoughts of my mind grew louder. It wasn't until I was sitting with a client and I was holding space from deep presence and deep attunement, and I began to see subtle energy again. And I remembered in that moment that I had this ability. It had been decades since I had accessed it, but here it was again. And the same thing was happening again. I was seeing something, and the client I was sitting with wasn't naming this energy that seemed so clearly obvious to me. And so in this moment, what I was seeing was this dark, vaporous muck over the client's heart. And it seemed very dense to me, and it was the loudest thing in the room. And I asked the client what they noticed, and they started talking about something else, but they didn't mention their heart. And I was really perplexed by this. And so I then followed with, "And what do you notice in your heart?" At this point, the client closed their eyes, they checked in with their heart, and they said, "I feel this heaviness and this darkness. It's like an almond shape." And in that moment, I knew that what I was seeing was useful therapeutic information. Because the client wasn't saying that they noticed their heart, I could have easily ignored what I was seeing and continued to follow what the client was aware of. However, because my witness, my clear seeing, is an important contribution to the therapeutic container, I decided to follow what I was seeing with curiosity. And what unfolded was this deep exploration of what the heart had been holding. And from this moment on, I realized that my ability to see was actually a gift to the therapeutic process. And so, if you're like me, an energy sensitive being, seeing, feeling, and sensing energy is natural. It's a normal experience. It's actually part of our true nature. It really is part of this deep transpersonal presence. It's one of the reasons why I love transpersonal counseling. And although I'm always attuning to energy, as a psychotherapist, I'm not doing energy work to my clients. I create the conditions where my clients can do that deep work for themselves. When we hold the therapeutic container from an awareness-based stance, anchored in presence, not technique, we're actually engaging in something deeply transpersonal. So, transpersonal counseling is an approach that honors the innate wisdom of the client and recognizes healing as a process that unfolds through presence, expanded awareness, and connection to something greater than the ordinary mind, something greater than the ego, greater than the personality, greater than conceptual knowing. So, whether that's the soul, the body's intelligence, the relational field between ourselves and our clients, we are accessing and tapping into something that is beyond personal identity, beyond ordinary awareness. So instead of figuring out our client or analyzing them, we're really creating a space where the sacred, the subtle, and the soulful emerge. And it's here in this wider field that we begin to access intuitive transmissions that are beyond logic, as well as sense and feel the movement of energy. So, for example, seeing or sensing subtle energy might occur as seeing a client's guardedness or protection around them like a shield. We might be able to see this movement of longing to be saved in their energetic movement, or we can even see the energetic holding pattern of a predominant thought or pattern of the personality. Similarly, we might see the movement of a client's energy as they clear an emotional energy pattern. We might see where the throat was once stuck, there's now an openness and a clarity there. Or we might see when they've landed deeply in their seat of self-trust or softened around a thought that they previously clinged to. So for me, where seeing the subtle energy began as seeing the darkness of the emotional energy holding pattern and then the lightness after it moved, after decades of doing this work, I can see the different movements and the different holding patterns and clarity of the emotional body and the spiritual self. And because I also practice Gestalt therapy, when I'm doing a two chair with a client, for me, that two chair is also a very energetic experience where the client is putting the energy of an aspect of their personality in a chair. And they are expressing the phenomenology of that energetic holding pattern, which is what allows the energy to start to process in this deep, deep way. So in Gestalt therapy, the contact boundary refers to the dynamic edge where self and other meet. It's where you end and the world begins. It's the living interface between a person and their environment, and it's where all growth and awareness and transformation occurs. It's where two people meet in relationship. I call this the sacred boundary because to me, it really is a sacred encounter between ourselves and the world around us. And the sacred boundary is not a fixed line, but it's a fluid moment-to-moment process that's shaped by attention, intention, history, trauma, and relational patterns. But the contact boundary isn't just a relational edge. It's alive. It's where transformation begins. It's where I meet my clients here in this moment with grounded presence and attunement, where I'm not trying to shift or move their energy. That would be crossing over that sacred boundary. I'm trusting that their soul knows exactly what it needs in order for them to heal. And this is the true paradox of this work. I am not an energy healer. They are. What I'm doing is holding the field with reverent attention and affirming my trust in my client's innate wisdom. And what this does is allows the client's inner healer to awaken. So I'm not giving my energy away. I'm not even using my energy to heal my client. I'm not directing the healing. I'm honoring their source of healing, which lives in their innate spirituality, their body's intelligence, and their soul's unique unfolding. When a therapist truly trusts this, when we stop trying to do and instead learn how to be with what is, something extraordinary happens. Clients begin to process and metabolize their own emotional energy, not because we moved it for them, but because we created a space that is safe enough and sacred enough for their wholeness to come forward. For example, if the client is trembling, we stay with the trembling. If there's some tears, we just make room for those tears. If there's breath, we just slow down and stay with the breath. This is an essential part of energy work. When a client reconnects with the part of themselves that was disassociated or begins to feel the grief that's lived in their heart for years, the energy that was once frozen begins to move, and I don't do anything to make that happen aside from bring my awareness to the quality of their present moment expression and invite them to do the same and continue to affirm my trust in their innate wisdom over and over and over again. So any energy work that I do is just following the client's energy and inviting them to bring awareness to their own energy and see what it is that they need from themselves. I get out of the way. I do very little. And, in traditional therapy, cognition is often prioritized. What we can name, what we can explain, what we can see, what we can make sense of. But transformation doesn't only happen through insight, it happens through deep integration, embodied awareness. So, through metabolizing emotional energy that's been suppressed or disowned or held in the body for decades, clients begin to clear their own energy, process what they've been holding, and also gain more clarity in their mind, a more balanced personality, more connection to their heart, more responsiveness, more sovereignty. And this is where tending to the subtle body, not as a technician, but as a witness, can be deeply profound. And I've learned as a teacher that each person, each clinician has their own unique sensitivities. And I happen to love this. I love it when I see a student whose intuitive access is very different from mine, or when a student is sensing something or seeing something that I'm not sensing or seeing. This is what makes this work so profound. Each one of us is a unique witness in our own humanity. We're sensing and seeing something that maybe the clinician next to us isn't sensing or seeing. Learning how to offer what we're seeing or sensing from a place of neutrality, from a place of curiosity, from a place of awareness-based knowing, where we're holding what we're sensing or seeing loosely, but just using it to guide our attention, we can collaborate and co-create a really dynamic container with our clients. So this is really about creating a container for the clients to do their own work, for our clients to do the work that is theirs to do. We're not explaining what's happening. We're not interpreting what's happening for them. We're not scared of their emotional dysregulation. We're not engaging with their personality as if that is who they are. And we're not engaging from our personality as if that is who we are. We are simply holding the field of awareness with clarity and trust. And although this is simple, it really takes a capacity to stay seated in our true self. This is transpersonal psychotherapy, not because we're channeling light or accessing spirit guides, although sometimes those things arise, but because we're recognizing that healing comes through a deeper intelligence, one that lives in the body, in awareness, and one that offers the opportunity to come back into coherence. When emotional energy is held in the body, unfelt and unprocessed, it creates incoherence in the system. So the breath becomes shallow, the nervous system stays braced, thoughts race or shut down. But when we meet that energy with presence, not analysis or interpretation, but attuned witness, something begins to shift and the energy reorganizes, coherence returns. So this isn't about fixing the client, it's about restoring congruence between what's felt, what's expressed, between the body and the soul. And when the inner healer is activated, the fragmented parts of the self can begin to reintegrate, and the client starts to move from survival patterns to embodied presence. This is energetic coherence. It's not just in the nervous system, but in the whole field of being. And so I know I say this quite frequently, but I genuinely believe it's not the therapist's job to fix the client. In fact, anytime we think it is our job to fix the client, we actually disrupt the client's ability to find their way through their patterns of distress and suffering back home to the truth of who they are. Holding a deeply sacred therapeutic container is really about activating the client's innate capacity for healing. And so, if you've ever wondered how to bring energy work into your sessions, I just want to encourage you to begin with presence. start with awareness-based knowing and really trust the inherent intelligence of the field itself. Because when the field is held, the soul feels safe to come forth, because the mind often has a hard time understanding or conceptualizing what this really looks like in real time. In season three, I'm going to be offering live demos on this podcast where you can hear a session with a volunteer where we track the energy moment to moment, where the body reveals what wants to be seen and heard, where we tend to the mind and the energetic holding patterns of the personality, and the volunteer is able to find their way through the pattern back home to themselves in deeply profound ways. So if you'd like, join me on Patreon. You can listen to full unedited episodes there. You can also ask questions in the chat feature, even as a free member. And so I hope to see you in the Awakened Therapist community. You can find out more at awakenedtherapist.com. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for the sacred work that you do. If you found this episode meaningful and want to deepen into the practices of transpersonal counseling, check out our trainings at awakenedtherapist.com. We have live, online, and go-at-your-own-pace offerings that are designed to empower you to unlock the magic of psychotherapy. Thank you for continuing to learn the art of creating a truly sacred healing space for your clients.